HarperCollins presents Lucky, written and read by Ed Jackson. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius. Chapter 1. No diving. There's a number. There has always been a number. As long as I can remember, this number has followed me everywhere. Not in a creepy, stalkerish way, more like a guardian angel. I played number 8 throughout my professional rugby career, and I had met my fiancée Lois on the 8th of January. I'm sure you have your own number. You know, that one that you would call lucky. So looking back, it came as no surprise to me that the 8th of April 2017 was the first scorching hot day of the year. Following a long, dreary winter, this was the day I'd been waiting for. After bundling my dad and stepmum into the car, I drove over to their friend's house. After lunch, I headed down the winding stone staircase to the pool. I was excited by the thought of cooling off and spending a good hour floating on a lilo. Life had been pretty good recently, and I felt that everything was slotting into place. I had just signed another 2-year contract with my rugby team, the Dragons, and Lois and I were preparing for our summer wedding in the Tuscan countryside the following year. I kicked off my shoes and unbuttoned my shirt. Humming to myself, I imagined the swimming pool at the Italian villa where we would marry, filled with all of our friends. I walked to the edge of the pool and dived in. Immediately, a shockwave rolled through my body. I had hit my head on the tiles at the bottom of the pool. Everything went black. There was a loud ringing in my ears as my vision returned. I glanced around. I was still at the bottom of the pool. After 10 years in professional rugby, I'd had my fair share of knocks, but this, I'd never hit my head like this before. I tried to stand and check if I'd cut myself. Nothing responded. I tried again. Nothing. My arms and legs hung limply at my sides. The only thing I could do was move my head. I was completely immobile, face down, at the bottom of the pool. Confused, I told my body to push me up again, but it no longer responded to my requests. My heart began to hammer in my chest as confusion gave way to panic. My body went into overdrive, pumping adrenaline to allow me to enter fight or flight mode, but I couldn't do either. The adrenaline that was supposed to help save me had nowhere to go. Instead, it threatened to tip me into terror. All my senses were heightened. With my mouth firmly clamped shut, my eyes darted left and right as I searched for something to help me. My chest became tighter. I needed air. I hadn't taken a big enough breath before diving in. Even though I only had the use of my eyes, I wanted desperately to fight for my life. If no one had seen me dive in, then only I could save myself, I thought. The seconds ticked by as I stared at the tiles on the bottom of the pool. Try again. You've got to try again. I strained to push myself up, but all that happened was a precious air bubble escape from my mouth. I began to feel lightheaded and I squeezed my eyes shut, trying to think. Shit. And then it wasn't just me. The water pushed at my body, threatening to roll me, but also letting me know I wasn't alone. Strong hands gripped my arm, pulling me up, turning me. My face broke free of the water and I gasped for air, over and over again. I opened my eyes to see my dad standing beside me in the pool. His gaze darted over my body as he began to check me over. A retired GP, having worked his way from a council estate in Sheffield to Oxford University, he was the epitome of the unflappable Yorkshireman. I stared down at my body. My right leg was hanging down and I thought I could feel the ridges of the tiles against my heel. My left leg had decided to float near the surface. I was still dazed from the impact and grateful that Dad had taken control of the situation. I reassured myself that after a couple of minutes, the feeling would come back. Then we could all laugh about the time I made a clumsy dive into the shallow end of a pool. A welcome feeling of calm washed over me. Dad checked me over with one hand while the other one supported my head. My friend Daffith was on the other side, supporting my torso with both arms. Together they floated me over to the edge of the pool and my head came to rest in the hands of Diane, a family friend who was waiting for me by the side of the pool. As another friend called for an ambulance, my elation at having been pulled from the bottom of the pool began to ebb away. Staring down at my lifeless body bobbing in the water, I realised that I wouldn't be hauling myself out of the pool, wobbling over to a sun lounger and laughing about my lack of diving prowess. There wouldn't be a hastily made sign popped up next to the pool saying, "No diving, Ed." This wasn't going to turn out that way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?